In 1922, the two elder MacReilly sisters, Flora and Jenny, produce a steel rocket to be piloted by humans. They are the two occupants of the rocket, the Betty Book, when it's launched in November 27th. 5 days later, the sisters make a successful landing on the moon in the region of Oceanus Procellarum. Unfortunately, Flora suffocates to death in a harsh moon dust storm, and Jenny disappears, and no trace is ever found of her. In 1923, the third sister, Bailey MacReilis, proceeds to acquire funding from the Indian government and builds the Red Bryas, a steel rocket destined for Mars. The most esteemed Indian scholar, Mila Gindi, pilots the rocket at its launch in February 18, 1923, from Calcutta. The journey takes several months to Mars. On July 5, 1923, Mila Gindi is the first human to land on Mars in the Nepthenus region. Unfortunately, the landing is not assumed successful, and all contact with Gindi is lost. She becomes known as Mila Gindi, Mila Solitude, excuse me, and the legends portray her surviving until a healthy old age. A less popular notion is that she becomes friendly with the Martian race and decides to prevent humans from colonizing Mars. As a result, she's credited for being responsible for the Cartwright Wilfill field, which makes Mars a space travel hazard and impossible to colonize for several hundred years. And now Miss Murgatroyd, who created the music and co-wrote the story concerning these women in space, will perform Red Bryas.